The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday, and it's time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Thanks to Key Marine. We appreciate the Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. And, yeah, everybody's got that pollen going on.
Oh, my goodness. I'm about two octaves lower than usual today.
It's been crazy. Crazy.
So much.
We deal with it at school, and I'll tell you why in just a minute about that. So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620 is the number, 850-437-1620. You can call or text. Maybe you have a question or comment about a boat or something. Maybe you have a question or comment about school, my class, the Marine Service Technology class at George Stone. More than happy to answer those questions for you and help you out.
Y'all are back in session now?
Yeah, we are back this week, and we always try to, when we're out for a week, and we always try to pile 2 weeks into 1 week, you know, so to keep going, right?
There you go.
The students were ready to get back. They wanted to get back in class, and we had a really good week this week. So, yeah, it's been good. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can go on there and check out their specials. They show you the engines they have in stock. You can check your service work, all these kind of things on their website. So KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Remember, Key Marine is your Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki Repower Center. They also have the Cox diesel engine out there as well. So go out there and check that out too. So, you know, they can give you a good deal on a repower. They can move you over to diesel if you want to do that and try that motor. I mean, it's just all kinds of stuff they can handle out there at Key Marine.
And now is the time, right?
Yeah, before it's getting this, past before, the time.
I mean,
you know,
this is starting, the time.
Yeah, everybody's starting to get busy right now. And I've talked to several dealerships in our area because I went to the boat show, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But I talked to dealers out there, and everybody's starting to get really busy. Mm-hmm. It kind of seems like it kind of slacks off a little bit, you know, as we get past all the holiday stuff and into the first of the year. And like I always say, February into March, you better start thinking about it. And if you haven't thought about it by now, it's probably going to take you a little bit to get your boat back out of the shop because they're so busy, right?
I had to laugh. I was going by that 17th Avenue and that little boat ramp there, and they were backed up with people putting their boats in the water. Yeah. And I said, as soon as we hit those 80-degree days.
Oh, yeah. If the weather, you know, the temperature goes up and the bay looks good and there's no rain, the boats are going to be out there. I'm on the Fort McRae Facebook page, and I like watching all the people out that crazy place, you know. And you know, they're always giving a forecast and talking about how the weather is out there. And you know, I like to stay connected with the community as far as the boating industry goes.
Well,
and
sure.
Boating, of course, and seeing what's going on. I try to avoid that place because there's too many boats out there for me.
Uh-huh.
So I like to go where people don't go, you know.
Probably too many amateurs in your
boat.
A lot
of amateurs, you know. And, you know, it's
swinging
fun
those trailers around.
You know, it's fun to see that stuff on Facebook and how they talk about things, you know. But sometimes I try to keep my mouth shut. And I can't always do that because sometimes I'm watching these comments and stuff and I'm going, really? Come on.
Right.
You know, and I have to interject. Sometimes I'll just send somebody a private message and say, hey, you're setting yourself up for an attack here on Facebook, you know, just by your comments. You probably shouldn't just ignore these people, you know.
right.
Yeah, it gets crazy on there, but I like to stay in touch with all that stuff and see what the weather is. It's a great way to see how the weather is, you know, what if the bay's rough or something like that. You stay connected that way as well, you
sure
know? So I like to be on a lot of pages. I'm on a South Alabama River page as well.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's pretty
okay
neat. It's a kayak group.
Uh-huh.
And I watch those and that kind of stuff. So I just like to see what's going on in the water in our area. So those are neat little groups and stuff. I like the groups that aren't political and they're not, you know, mean to each other and
Me
that
too.
Kind of stuff, you know. So I like to stay away from all that as I can because I can't stay out of it when they do that.
Right.
I don't know what my problem is, you know.
So
I'm like, okay, I got to say something, but, you know,
it's
probably
hard.
Shouldn't. But,
do you
yeah.
have a favorite weather site, like in the summertime when you're tracking boating for boating reports
There's
and things like that?
There's different ones out there. I actually use MSM Weather of all places, and that's the one I use, and it gives me a really good forecast, and that's the one I use most of the time. And I have different weather apps. I look, you know, with my radar and stuff while I'm out and that kind of stuff. Always keeping my eye on things when you're out boating, you know. That's very important.
It changes so quickly
It changes quickly. But you need to, you know, kind of forecast your way. You know, I'm looking into the weekend all the time. You know, okay, what's the weekend look like? Can I take my boat out and that kind of stuff? So I am picking my boat up tomorrow. It is back. And
oh,
I'm happy
congratulations.
About that.
So, yeah, it's been a while, right?
It's been a while. I think it's been a couple months. So we have a text?
We do. We've already got one started. Right. It says, this may or may not be an appropriate question for you, but I've been looking for a small runaround boat with a 50-horsepower Suzuki 4-stroke, and I was wondering if you have any leads on one that might be for sale.
You know, the best, when you start looking at boats, you know, I think it's best to start at the dealers and see what they have. We have several dealers that are Suzuki dealers in our area. Key Marine is a Suzuki dealer. I would... You know, it's possible you could find a boat and then put a motor on it. So maybe look for a boat that maybe has a bad motor on it or something like that, boat that's in good shape, and then repower it with a Suzuki out of Key Marine. Otherwise, just look at your Suzuki dealers. If you're dead set on Suzuki product, look at your Suzuki dealers. That's where I would start. There's a lot of them have smaller boats, you know, that kind of stuff that fit that need. And then, of course, you know, marketplace and all those different areas. But you need to be careful. When you buy a used boat, you need to have Key Marine check it out for you and make sure everything's good before you buy it and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, are there any red flags to look for?
There's always red flags. And the thing is, you need to pay attention. Visual inspection is always important. Okay, looking things over. But if you're not familiar with what you're looking at, you know, it's going to be a problem, right? So always have somebody, you know, fresh eyes look at it. Somebody who knows the boating industry, the engines and stuff like that, you know, and have them look at it. You know, have a friend go with you that knows that kind of stuff. If you're just kind of looking for boats, you know, it's okay to go out and ask questions. When was the last time the boat was serviced? When, you know, where do you get your service work done? You know, if you have any problems with the engine or anything like
did
that,
it
you know?
Sink recently?
Yeah, did it sink recently? There are telltale signs though when a boat sinks. So you're relying on the expertise of the person looking at the boat, and there's signs that people don't catch. You know, when you're looking at a boat.
That's what I was wondering about.
You know, I can get in a boat and I can tell you if it most of the time, unless somebody really, really super cleaned it up, which most people don't. You can always tell if a boat has been so far down in the water by water lines and stuff that you see inside the boat, you know. So there's ways to look at that and catch that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Well, a great question. If you've got a question for Stefan about boating or the school and Georgetown Tech, all you have to do is text it in 850-437-1620.
Yeah. And, you know, we went to the boat show.
You said you were going to take the students out.
Yeah.
This is
and
at
we
the
had
wharf.
Several students show up. And you know, not all of them that said they were going to go. Things change during the week, I guess, you know. And, you know, I try to keep my disappointment to a minimum, you know, when I say, oh, man, we got, you know, 100 students going and only two show up or something. You know what I mean? But we had like, I think we had about 8 of them show up out
That's
of my class,
good.
Which is great, you know. And they went around and talked to the dealers and Yamaha and Mercury and Suzuki, and they went around and talked to everybody. And the funny thing was I was getting students in because Yamaha actually supplied our tickets. So thank you, Yamaha, for that.
Very nice.
You know, it's nice of them to do that. And Yamaha had 4 boats out there, and they were giving people rides on boats, not just my students, but other, you know, people in general. They wanted to get on the boats and ride on the boats. You could do that out there at the boat show. And but my students got some little extra treatment when they got on there because, you know, the Yamaha people know us. And when they say, hey, we're from Georgetown, they actually get to do a little bit of the controls and stuff like that you know.
Very nice.
It's pretty neat. Yamaha had 2 boats out there. I believe they had 2 boats out there. It had handheld control where you could actually sit on the bow and control the boat.
From the bow.
Yeah, it's like a joystick in your hand, and you can steer the boat and dock the boat, which is pretty cool.
Wow, I'm not sure that would be a good thing for me.
Well, it takes some practice, but they allow my students to play with that piece of equipment and see how it works, you know. Taking them to that extra technology is awesome for the students to be able to see that.
That's amazing.
You know, the technology, we talk about it all the time, how it's changing so much. And it's pretty neat that the boats were coming in and the operator was sitting on the bow docking the boat, you know.
and people are getting nervous, probably.
Yeah, kind of wondering what's going on, but it attracts attention, right? Mm-hmm. And, it's pretty neat. And these, the control has a man overboard and all the stuff on it. So if the captain falls overboard, you know,
really?
It shuts everything down. It's all very, you know, safety oriented, wow. You know, and that kind of stuff. And you can't run the boat wide open or nothing.
I was going to say.
This is for docking. This mm-hmm. is for anchoring, mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. And that's what it's for. So it was really neat to see that added touch. And this is something that brand new that came out. And it was out there on those boats. So I've got some great video up. If you go to my YouTube channel and just look up Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade, it'll bring up my channel, and I got a great video from the boat show,
uh-huh.
And that Yamaha, one of their boat with quads on it, had four engines on it, four 350 horsepower motors were on it,
wow.
And you can see it leaving the dock, and they were using the joystick steering and all that stuff, so that's pretty neat.
That's amazing
that stuff,
to me.
You know?
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yep. So I went around and I met different ones, and it was pretty cool when I started talking to Mercury Marine in their booth, and they were saying, yeah, you had some of your students come by and, you know, kind of talking about your program and stuff like that, you
oh,
know,
neat.
So it's neat to have them go out there, and the people that I don't even know the people with the Mercury booth, but they know of us. They know of us, you
Which
know,
is terrific.
So this is pretty neat, you
That's
know, to have
really
that
great.
Going on. So, yeah, so it was good. I got there at 10 o'clock, 9:30, and I think 10 o'clock, and I left 4 o'clock that afternoon. So, yeah.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, I was doing a lot of video and stuff, too. So, but I was having a good time out there talking to people in different dealerships, people I haven't met before, just kind of getting the word out, you know, and that kind of stuff. Networking, they call it networking, right?
Mm, sure,
so
of course.
That's what I was doing and
Absolutely.
Letting people know. Hey, listen, 850-437-1620 is the number. You can give us a call or text. I'm more than happy to answer your questions, comments. If you have a comment, give me a call or text. 850-437-1620 is the phone number.
So and this is Pep Talk. We're talking with Stefan Schmidt, who is a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College, but also an expert on boats. That's why he's on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Yeah, you can go to georgetowncollege.edu, and they have a chat feature on there. You can get a hold of anybody out at Georgetown, especially mm-hmm. myself. Actually toured a student. This was kind of funny. I had a scheduled between a 1 and 1:30 tour on Tuesday. No, it was on Wednesday. And I do a Google invite and everything for all that. So, that's how I do it, a calendar invite.
Right.
And I get a text message at 11:30 in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, I'm here. You know, and I'm like, okay, so I'm not, you know.
Oh, no. So, I hate that.
So I kind of think, I thought it was 1 o'clock, and he said, no, it said actually, you know, 11 o'clock,
oh,
two
no.
hours earlier. So I figured out the gentleman was from the West Coast.
Oh, no.
So his Google calendar wasn't updated.
It was all
so,
off.
You know, technology is awesome.
Yes.
Until it isn't awesome, right?
Correct.
So
yes.
I hurried up and I got there. He's like, I can come back. And I said, no, let's not do that. You know, let me meet you there. And I ran, you know, got up there as quick as I could and got settled and brought him down and did a nice little tour of the shop area and stuff like that. And I enjoy doing that. I like walking people around and talking to them. I probably talk too much like I do on the show, you know, but, you know.
Well, you're proud of what you do and you're passionate about what you do.
It's fun to talk to people and let them know what we do and the successes of the students and the program and that kind of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it bragging? I don't know. If our numbers are right, and that's I'm giving you my numbers, that's what it is, right? So that's what we are, you know.
I think you're very successful
at
what you do. And going to the boat show is a good example of the networking and helping people not just learn the skills, but you're also great with placement and getting them out there in the industry, helping them to meet people. I mean, that's what it's all about.
You have to make those connections.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
You have to make those connections, and that's what I try to do. And I try to stay out there in their eye and in their, you know, in their emails and all that stuff and, you know, see what they're doing out there. So, 850-437-1620 is the number. Call or text. More than happy to help you out. Any kind of questions you may have. If you have another question about another program at school, I'm more than happy to help you with that as well.
All right. We've got a listener that just says, Stefan, I just subscribed to your YouTube. Very excited to check it out. Thank you, Big S.O. Thank you so much, sir.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate
very sweet
that.
Text.
Now, I'm trying to get the word out, you know, about technical colleges and things like that. So, you know, I wanted to let people know how important technical colleges are, you know, not only in the marine industry, but all the industries, you know, welding
Absolutely.
And electrical and HVAC and those kind of things, you know. We have so much to offer at Georgetown. 22 plus, I think, different programs out there, firefighting, EMT, law enforcement. I could go down the whole entire list, several IT classes out there, culinary classes, those kind of things, you know. And what we're doing is we're producing employees, good, solid employees that go out into our industry and work in our industry, you know, in different industries, right? And it helps the community. It really does. It, you know, you get a job, you spend money, you know, all that stuff. You buy houses, you know, I mean, all this stuff comes from the fact that you're trained up and you're able to go to work and you get a job and you do what you need to do for your community.
Well, to me, it's like the core of the heart of workforce development. We talk about that all the time at the at the chambers. So recently, Pensacola Chamber was on the show talking about it, having been at the Beach Chamber, Gulf Breeze Chamber. All the time, workforce development. Yeah. How do we get our people jobs? How do we get them trained for jobs?
And Georgetown is the place to do that.
Yes. You know? So it's now the time if somebody wanted to get signed up for summer, or is it too late?
Whoa, no. Summer school is different beast than everything else. So what we do for summer school, and I like hitting that subject. So right now, I'm bringing new students in on the 7th.
Okay.
Okay, so I have several new
students.
April 7th. Okay. They're eligible for summer school. You have to be in my class to be eligible to do summer school.
Okay.
Okay. So our enrollment period is over this year. Nobody's being enrolled now until August.
Program,
I had they kind of gave me a little leeway there. So, you know, I should have enrolled them in March, but I didn't. And then we're doing April because I didn't have the room in March. So we're able to move some students out, get them jobs and that kind of stuff. So so you have to be enrolled to go through summer school. And summer school is 4 hours a day for students, and it's from 8 o'clock in the morning till noon for students. So we switch from a nighttime class to a daytime class. So I'm there for 5 hours, students are there for four. And it's basically all hands-on type situation. And students come in and we just find stuff that they want to do that they haven't done hands-on, and we try to keep everything hands-on. I don't expect them to do much documentation or anything like that until our last week or so, then kind of throw everything together. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I expect documentation, and I do it a lot, right? And so the summer school is meant to be fun, okay? And it's meant for me to have fun because I like to have fun no matter what, right? So I enjoy summer school. We'll get into some field trips. We'll hopefully take some boat rides and stuff like that. I'll get Jeff Crane involved from Yamaha, and he'll probably get us on a boat somewhere, and we'll do that too, you know, once or twice during the summer school. It's only 6 weeks. It's 4 weeks in June, 2 weeks in July, and it's broke up into little sections. So, you know, 4 solid weeks in June, and then in July we take a break 1 week. We're on for 2 weeks, and then off again, and then here we go again into the next school year.
So with everything that you do, when they come in like that, what is your favorite thing to teach? Do you have a particular thing that you love to teach?
You know, what I love is when I have the time to be in the shop. And I don't always have that time because I have to do lectures and walk students through the basics and stuff. But when I'm in the shop working with the students, you know, right by their side, working with them, that's my favorite part. If I can make my class run 100% that way, I would do that because it's almost impossible because you have to teach the students the basics, right?
Sure.
And I've spent a lot of time doing that when they come in for the first few weeks. But me, it's hands-on. Mm-hmm. It's going out there and teaching them what I know, my experiences. You know, a good example, we had a gear case that they were working on. It was one of our gear cases. They're learning how to shim gear cases, and they were having issues with the backlash. The gears were too tight in it, right? So they call me out there, and I'm checking it, and I'm working with them, and I said, there's something wrong here. We need to, and without me there all the time, I don't know what they did to create the wrong thing.
Right.
So
what happened?
I'm trying to figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. And we were checking with the dial indicator, trying to figure out, and we said, let's check reverse gear. Reverse gear looked good. Forward gear was really tight. And I said, did you put the right shims in? Of course, they're telling me they did. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, this is really telling me that we didn't. So let's take it apart. Let's do it again. And they had to do this 3 or 4 times to get it right, right?
Okay.
But it's a great learning experience. So through repetition, of course, but through mistakes, we learn. Right?
Well, because the engines you're going to be working on are going to have a mistake, a problem.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Let's say you're working on an engine, you create your own problem what you did. You know, and we had that several times this week. And to me, you know, you take that problem and you turn it into a learning event, right?
Sure.
Now, I have had students that get frustrated with that, and they almost shut down, and it's like, okay, they get very aggravated and shut down. And I'm like, you can't be that way. You have to be able to move forward,
right?
Think about what you did. Think about the steps that you took, okay? Take a break. surely, if you need to just go to the classroom and sit for a while and study some of something else or do some research, do that. No question about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But do not give up.
Right. Come back with fresh eyes.
Come back with fresh eyes. So I was able to do that with that gear case, and that mm-hmm. was pretty fun to me, you know, to be there with them and go through the steps, you know. It refreshes me. I've done probably in my lifetime thousands of gear cases, but sometimes, you know, you have to rethink and, you know, remember and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And if I'm not there through the whole process, you could mess up and forget a step or whatever.
Right.
You know, sorry, I didn't mean to tell you that, but mm-hmm. this is the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good example of let's use the service manual.
Yes.
And walk through it. Even I should do that, right?
Yes.
So we need to get the service manual out and all that. So we had that experience. We also had an experience with a problem with a motor that students were cleaning fuel injectors on a 4.3 liter. And while they had the injectors out, they were putting it back together, and a little bitty screw fell down the injector hole right into the intake.
Oh, no.
Major, major problem. Had they not noticed it, had they decided to ignore that, we would have had a major problem. The engine probably would have scored and lost a piston or something because it was one of our motors, okay?
Right?
And so they stopped, and they come and got me, and I said, yep, we're probably going to have to, we had to pull the intake, pull the distributor, all these things we had to do to get that part out of there and put it back together. Well, then all of a sudden they had a problem putting the distributor back in and could not get the motor to fire up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the classroom lecturing on precision measuring and torque wrenches. I hear this big boom in the shop, right?
Oh, no.
So, I kind of was like, maybe I should go look and see what's going on. I didn't hear nobody screaming or yelling or anything.
Oh,
so
no.
I figured, you know, it's probably okay.
It sounded like
a barrel hit the ground is what it sounded like or something
yeah.
like that. Well, what it was an engine backfire. Okay.
Oh.
Because the timing was off.
Okay.
So I walked out there and I said, okay, what we got going on here? I said, yeah, he said the engine backfired. And that's okay. So your timing's off. So now we're having a discussion on timing and understanding that. So we have mechanical timing, ignition timing. They have to match. And they were not matching up. They did not set their mechanical timing up correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the engine backfired. Typically it's 180 degrees out. And that's what causes that backfire because the engine's trying to fire on the cylinders at the wrong time. Again, frustration sets in because they've been working on it for a little while. Right. And they go back to the classroom and they come back out. And I walk in there, I say, how come y'all aren't working on that boat? Well, we need a break, right?
Oh, no.
So I sit down and I talk to them and just sit there. I said, okay, let's think about it. Did you do this? Did you do that? And yeah. I said, what about lining up the timing pointer, you know, on the harmonic balancer with top dead center? I hear silence. Right? So I'm thinking, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's the step that we missed.
Okay.
Again, reading the service manual, doing the steps and making sure. So we got that all lined up last night. I walked them through it, helped them with it. And now Monday we'll fire that motor up and I feel 100% confident it's going to fire up.
Mm-hmm.
But from that mistake, we learn.
Right. Right.
And that's what we do. Right.
And the best part is when you see that light of understanding
yes.
in their eyes.
Yes. When they see it and they line up and they didn't give up, they walked back out and we got the distributor in. And I said to them, do you guys want to try to fire this up tonight? And they said, no, we're going to wait on Monday. We feel really good about it.
Good.
You know, so I don't, you know, when we have mistakes and stuff, I don't get upset about them. You know, and we had another one where they were working on our 150 motor that's ours again. And we try not to do mistakes on customer boats. That's why I pre-train, okay? So don't
right.
everybody don't panic out there. All right? And they were having a problem with the VST, and they put some hoses on wrong. Again, a learning event from a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that. You know?
It's such good stuff.
Yeah,
it really is.
I love it. And that, so that's my favorite part. You asked the question. It's
yes,
a long answer.
I know.
My
I love
favorite
it.
Part is being out into the in there with the students. One of my students said, how do you rate this week from 1 to 10? You know, can you do that? And we're going to do that every so often, and we'll rate the week. So last night I told the students, one of my students asked me to rate the week from 1 to 10. He said, there's no perfect score, so I'm giving y'all a 9.5 this week. And everybody clapped, and everybody was happy.
Great.
So, yeah.
That's
so,
great.
Hey, I appreciate that text. Thank you guys very much. Thank you, Key Marine Center, for sponsoring the show. And, you know, we're going to see you guys next week and have
all
some
right.
more stuff to talk about.
And this is on YouTube coming
on
up.
YouTube,
so where
yeah.
can they find it?
Yep, you can find it on Boat Smart, Tricks of the Trade. And you go there, and we do the recorded thing on there as well. So,
all
yep.
right. Thank you so much, Stefan Schmidt, who's Marine Service Instructor at Georgetown Technical College. Thank you, Key Marine, for sponsoring the show.